105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, KASM Albany 107.7 FM, and MyChasm.com.
And here is Randy Rostein with the Dick Putt Show.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show brought to you tonight by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance over in Cold Spring, the Sox Center Herald and Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sox Center, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Dairyland Supply and Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center and Long Prairie, Gilk Services of Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willem Bringdahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Albany and Richmond AMW, and Luxembourg Feed Service. They bring us our Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. It's week number 15 of the Dick Putt Show, and let's start things out tonight with some VFW baseball. We want to congratulate both Cold Springs, a 16-year-old team and 15-year-old team, as they made it to the championship of the VFW, played today over in St. Cloud. The 15-year-olds, they had the upper hand. They had not lost yet and taken on the 16-year-olds. And the championship goes to the Cold Spring VFW 15-year-olds today. Congratulations to them, as Lincoln Lipkin went six innings today. He was relieved by Nolan Crone. He gets the victory. The catcher was Braden Holthaus. And for the 16-year-olds, Logan Adams starts, taking the loss. He went the distance today, and his catcher was Ethan Hellerman. For the 15-year-olds, Braden Holthaus had a walk-off two-run single in the ninth inning that scored Nolan Crone and Davis Wirtz for the victory today, or in the seventh inning, excuse me, to score the winning run today. And for the 16-year-olds, Dane Zier had two hits for the 16-year-olds today. So congratulations. Looks like baseball is alive and well in the Cold Spring community, as had two teams playing in the championship of that VFW tournament, and those are teams from all across the state of Minnesota. So congratulations to those young men. Alrighty, when we come back here on the Dick Putt Show, we're going to dig into some scores and highlights. I've got some exhibition games I want to bring to you. We'll do that right after these messages.
Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. Building a home or remodeling can be overwhelming. Kramer Lumber, with locations in Melrose and Sox Center, along with Buyer-Built, can assist you every step of the way. Kramer Lumber has Buyer-Built quality doors to millwork, current trends, traditional, transitional, craftsman, and modern. Don't let building or remodeling burden you. Stop in at Kramer Lumber. They will make your worries go away. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, or Sox Center. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Life insurance isn't about you. It's about protecting the people you love the most. Located in Cold Spring, we will walk you through a customized plan tailored to fit your needs and your budget. The greatest gift you can give is a safe and secure future for those closest to you. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town service with big time life insurance coverage. Serving all of central Minnesota.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show tonight here on KASM Radio. On Saturday, Maple Lake was at Sartell, taking on the Muskies, and the Sartell Muskies defeat Maple Lake 13-9 on Saturday. John Schumer, the winning pitcher for the Muskies. The loss will go to Logan Ornson for Maple Lake. Some hitting highlights for the Muskies. Jake Grubel had a home run. Jacob Merrill with 2 hits, and Brett Schlungen with 2 hits for the Muskies. For the Maple Lake squad, Donnie Mavenkamp had a home run, and Ben Clapp had 2 hits. So a final on Saturday, it was the Sartell Muskies 13 and Maple Lake 9. Another exhibition game played today at St. Joe at St. Wendell. This one went 8 innings, and St. Joe defeats St. Wendell by a score of 17-4. 17 runs, 19 hits, no errors for St. Joe. St. Wendell, 4 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. On the mound for St. Joe today, Blake Kalinowski starts, relieved by Jonah Schneider in the 5th. He'll get the win. Isaac Bench in the 8th, and the catcher was John Hipsch. For St. Wendell, Connor Breath starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Voss in the 3rd, Jacob Worley in the 5th, Tanner Tomasek in the 6th, Pete Schumer in the 8th, and the catchers were Tanner Tomasek and Cohen Hobbin. Hitting highlights for St. Joe today, Tanner Blummel 4-for-6 with 3 home runs and 8 RBIs. Big day for Blummel. John Hipsch was 3-for-5 with a home run. Josh Tinkleberg 3-for-5 with a home run and 2 doubles. Brandon Bissett had 2 hits. One of those was a double and a home run, and Hunter Blummel hit a home run. So ball flying out of the park for the Joes today in St. Wendell. For St. Wendell, Will Ethan, Jake Ethan, and Zach Sakala all had home runs for St. Wendell. As St. Joe defeats St. Wendell this afternoon in 8 innings, 17-4. All righty. We have one other game that we're going to put on here at this time. On Friday night, Kimball was at St. Martin, taking on the Martins, and St. Martin defeats Kimball by a score of 7-2. 7 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for the Martins, 2 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Kimball. Brian Schlungen starts on the mound for St. Martin. Will pick up the win. Relief by Kurt Schlungen in the sixth, Brady Goebel in the ninth, and the catchers were Kurt Schlungen and Brian Schlungen. For Kimball, Ben Johnson starts, taking the loss, relieved by Clay Faber in the fourth, Riley Blanc in the sixth, Noah Gordon in the seventh, Andy Dingman in the eighth, and the catchers Scott Marquardt and Jackson Marquardt. Hitting highlights for St. Martin on Friday night, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-3. Kyle had a 3-run homer in the third. Brady Goebel, 2-for-4. Tanner Arsenault was 2-for-4. Tanner with 2 home runs. One of those, a solo home run in the second and a 2-run home run in the third. For Kimball, Brooks Marquardt was 2-for-3 with a double. Matt Friesen had a double. And Scott Marquardt, 1-for-1. Scott had a solo home run in the fifth inning. A final on Friday night. It was St. Martin 7 and Kimball 2. We'll take another break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League. Lots of games played in the Victory League. We'll have those scores and highlights right after these messages.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experience in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit CentralMNRealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2101.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Happily's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Happily's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Happily's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Happily's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Back on the Dick Putz Show, let's go over to the Victory League tonight. And in the Victory League, they started District 4B, their tournament on Friday night. It was the Piers Lakers taking on Avon over in Avon. And the final was the Piers Lakers 5, Avon 4. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Lakers. 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Avon. Carter Petron starts on the mound for the Piers Lakers, picks up the win, relieved by Noah Sakala in the 8th. The catcher was Brady Petron. For Avon, Drew Leeser starts, taking the loss, relieved by Matt Pickleman in the 5th, and the catcher was Carter Holthaus. Hitting highlights for the Lakers, Camden Hapke and Colton Hapke each had 2 hits for the Piers Lakers with a double. And for Avon, Ryan Jansen had 2 hits with a double, and Travis Carvinoe, he had a double. So a final on Friday night had the Piers Lakers defeating Avon 5-4. On Saturday, St. Stephen taking on Buckman. That was held over in Uppsala, and Buckman defeats St. Stephen by a score of 10-0 in 7 innings. 10 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Buckman. No runs, 3 hits, no errors for St. Stephen. Matt Topkus on the mound gets the complete game victory. His catcher, Matt Cummett. And for St. Stephen, Matthew Young starts. He takes the loss, relieved by Jack Greenland in the 2nd, Kellen Granning in the 4th, and the catcher was Brody Sabin. Hitting highlights for Buckman on Saturday, Matt Cummett had a grand slam home run in the 5th inning. Noah Bozer with 2 hits and a home run. Lane Gertz had 2 hits and a double, and Andrew Ruckert had a double. For St. Stephen, Mitch Delfino, Jack Greenland, and Brody Sabin all had singles, the 3 hits for the Steves, as Buckman defeat St. Stephen on Saturday in 7 innings, 10-0. On Sunday in District 4B, it was Fort Ripley at Nisswa, and Nisswa defeats Fort Ripley today 8-0. 8 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Nisswa, no runs, no hits, 1 error for Fort Ripley. Isaiah Beam gets the complete game no-hitter today as he faced just 30 batters in the game. His catcher, Kobe Tappy. And for Fort Ripley, Jack Schaefer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brett Kramer in the 6th inning, and the catcher was Wyatt Gabrielson. For Nisswa, Nate Duchesne, 3-for-5 with a home run, and Blaine Hardy had 2 hits and a double. So a final today had Nisswa defeating Fort Ripley 8-0 and a complete game no-hitter for Isaiah Beam. One other game played in District 4B had Foley taking on Sobieski in Uppsala today. This one goes 7 innings, and Sobieski defeats Foley 15-3. On the mound for Foley, actually on the mound for Sobieski today, it was Dusty Parker. Dusty Parker does start. He gets the win, relieved by Evan Lemire and the catcher Gabe Hirsch. For Foley, Logan Winkleman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Trey Emmerich in the 5th, Hunter Hammers in the 6th, and the catcher, Alex Boss. Hitting highlights for Sobieski, Dusty Parker with a home run, Evan Lemire, a home run in the seventh inning that ended the game. Colin Ekman had three hits, one of those a double. And Alex Thoma, Bo Thoma, Matt Phillippe, and Owen Bode all had doubles for Sobieski this afternoon. For Foley, Trey Emmerich had two hits, one of those being a double, and Wyatt Zwicky had a home run for Foley as Sobieski defeats Foley today in seven innings, 15-3. Let's go over to the Victory League and some Region 9 C games on Friday night. It was Opole at St. Wendell, or Opole taking on St. Wendell. That was in Avon on Friday night. And that ball game goes to Opole by a score of 7-1. Seven runs, 12 hits, two errors for Opole. One run, nine hits, no errors for St. Wendell. On the mound for Opole, Tate Lang gets a complete game victory. His catcher, Alex Lang. And for St. Wendell, Nathan Six starts, relieved by Chase Lyon in the fourth, Aiden Mikulski in the ninth, and the catcher, Logan Harn, as Sick will take the loss today. Hitting highlights for Opole, Mason Patrick, Brody Halds, Luke Beniak, and Alex Lang all had two hits for St. Wendell today. It was Tanner Reese and Tanner Tomasik. They both had two hits with a double. So a final this afternoon had Opole defeating St. Wendell 7-1. Actually, that was on Friday night, 7-1. On Saturday, and this had Aiken taking on Randall at Upsala. Aiken defeats Randall by a score of 6-0. Six runs, 12 hits, one error for Aiken, no runs, six hits, and no errors for Randall. Nathan Enstrom starts on the mound, gets a complete game victory. His catcher was Zach Enstrom. And for Randall, Nate Benning starts, taking the loss, relieved by Adam Neibauer in the fifth. Matt O'Tremble was the catcher. Hitting highlights for Aiken today. Jake Ince had two hits. They were both doubles. Landon Jensen had a home run. Drew Paulbeck and Nathan Enstrom both had doubles. For Randall, Nate Benning and Caleb Strock each had two hits, as it was Aiken 6-0 over Randall. That was on Saturday, played over in Upsala. Freeport taking on the Piers Brewers in Upsala, and the Piers Brewers defeat Freeport by a score of 4-1. Four runs, nine hits, one error for the Piers Brewers. Freeport, one run, seven hits, three errors. Pete Schomer gets the complete game victory for the Brewers. His catcher, Gunnar Wicklund. And for Freeport, Caden Tautges starts, taking the loss, relieved by Andrew Kersman in the eighth, and the catcher, Addie DuBois. Hitting highlights for Piers, Preston Beat had a fourth-inning home run. Philip Zinda had a double. Caden Krusek and Riley Roush each had two hits for the Piers Brewers today. For Freeport, Ben Millard went 3-for-3. Ivor Papke had two hits. So a final from Upsala had the Piers Brewers defeating Freeport 4-1. Then on Sunday, this played in Upsala, had the Piers Bulldogs taking on Clear Lake. The Piers Bulldogs defeat Clear Lake today 6-2. Six runs, 13 hits, one error for the Piers Bulldogs. Clear Lake, two runs, six hits, and three errors. For the Bulldogs, Reese Young starts, earns the victory. Relieved by Braden Haberman in the eighth, he'll get the save, and the catcher, Drew Yurchik. For Clear Lake, Jackson Phillip pitches a complete game in taking the loss. His catcher, Quentin Dukowitz. Hitting highlights for the Lakers today, Brian Keel, 3-for-5 with a double. Teddy Daler had two hits and a double. And Cooper Grasshorn had two hits and four RBIs. For Clear Lake, Caleb Leintz, 3-for-4 with a double. A final today from Upsala had the Piers Bulldogs defeating Clear Lake 6-2. That's a look at the Victory League, both their B and C playoffs. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some Central Valley League pairings and a play-in game for the Stearns County and County Line League. We'll do it after these messages.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Hello all, Dan Zimmerman of Willenbring Dahl Woken and Zimmerman here on KASM. Our firm enjoys this opportunity to support local high school and amateur sports events covered by CASM. We believe sports are a wonderful outlet for children and young adults, and that learning good sportsmanship is such a valuable life lesson. We salute CASM and all the parents and family members out there for your support of high school and amateur athletics. Keep listening to CASM Radio.
It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post.
Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery is a proud supporter of all our area amateur baseball teams. Thank you, and to all who keep this great American pastime alive and thriving. Make sure to stop by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery before or after the game for gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more. Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery has a full selection of beer, wine, and hard liquor. Thank you for your patronage. We are proud to serve you. Good luck and play ball.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putt Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Everyone at Dairyland Supply knows that breakdowns on the farm can be very frustrating. That is why we have the convenience of on-the-farm service to get your equipment in tip-top shape again. If your manure pump quits pumping, your manure spreader quits spreading, or your TMR quits mixing, you have the option to bring it into the Dairyland Supply shop, or our service techs can come to you. There's no need to panic. The Dairyland Supply crew is here for you to help keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
To the Dick Putt Show. Let's go over to the Central Valley League. A couple games this weekend in the Central Valley League. This, deciding the playoff pairings for the victory or for the Central Valley League when they go into their region play. So St. Nick was at Pearl Lake on Saturday. This ball game goes 10 innings, and St. Nick defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 2-1. So St. Nick gets the number 3 seed, Pearl Lake the number 4 seed. For St. Nick, 2 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for the Knicks, 1 run, 7 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. Andrew Bouch on the mound starts for the Knicks, relieved by Caden Roush in the 4th. Derek Keekley in the 8th will get the win, and the catcher was Tanner Roush. For Pearl Lake, Justin Kunkel starts, relieved by Mitch Winicky in the 9th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher was Alex Lensmeyer. Hitting highlights for St. Nick on Saturday, Keenan Dingman, 2-for-4. Keenan had a solo home run in the first inning. Dylan Roush was 2-for-4. Tanner Anderson, 2-for-5, and Tanner Roush was 2-for-5. For Pearl Lake, Justin Kunkel, 1-for-2, Nick Schmidt was 1-for-3, and Alex Lensmeyer, 2-for-4 with a double. So a final on Saturday had St. Nick defeating Pearl Lake 2-1 in 10 innings. Cold Spring Rockies taking on Luxembourg. This is going to determine the 1-2 seeds, and the Rockies pick up the number 1 seed with an 11-5 victory over Luxembourg coming out of the Central Valley. 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for the Rockies. 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Luxembourg. Evan Atchison starts on the mound for the Rockies, relieved by Jake Brinker in the 5th. He'll get the win. Cole Fuchs in the 7th, Sam Nisler in the 9th, and the catcher was Sam Nisler. For Luxembourg, Reed Funenstein starts, relieved by J.T. Haren in the 5th. He'll take the loss. Easton Peters in the 7th, Jake Stahlberger in the 7th, and the catchers were Jordan Pika and Max Kiffmeyer. Hitting highlights for the Rockies, Tyler Geislinger, big day, 4-for-6. He had a double, a grand slam home run in the 4th inning, and 5 RBIs. David Jonas was 3-for-6. Sam Nisler, 2-for-5 with a double. Luke Van Erp, 3-for-4. Luke had 2 doubles. And Brady Lynn was 2-for-5. For Luxembourg, Easton Peters, 2-for-4 with a double. Jake Stahlberger was 3-for-5 with a double. And Derek Orth had a double. So a final on Saturday had the Cold Spring Rockies defeating Luxembourg 11-5. The Rockies pick up the number 1 seed, Luxembourg the number 2 seed. Those 4 teams going into their region 6 as the Central Valley League representatives. Over in Region 8C, they had a play-in game. That play-in game was between Lake Henry from the Stearns County South and Atwater from the County Line League. That play-in game on Saturday afternoon in Regal. And Atwater defeats Lake Henry by a score of 5-1. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Atwater. 1 run, 4 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. Josh Kingery will go the distance, picking up the win. His catcher was Brody Stroman. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel starts, taking the loss, relieved by Trent Wentland in the 3rd, Grant Ludwig in the 7th, and the catcher was Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for Atwater, David Kingery, 2-for-4. Brody Stroman, 2-for-5. Carson McCain, 2-for-4, and Jonathan Broman was 2-for-5. For Lake Henry, Noah Omscheid, 2-for-4 with 2 doubles, and Isaac Leeser had a solo home run in the 7th inning for the Lakers. A final on Saturday in Region 8C. The play-in game has Atwater headed to the regional tournament with a 5-1 victory over Lake Henry. That'll do it for my scores and highlights portions tonight of the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we'll take a peek at some of my region pairings right after these messages.
Ag Lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550. Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time.
For a limited time, turn up the flavor with our new jalapeno queso bacon double burger combo. Two juicy all-beef patties stacked high and topped with warm, spicy queso, smoky bacon, and crisp jalapenos for a bold kick of heat. It's melty, savory, and packed with flavor in every bite. Serve with golden fries and a made-fresh root beer in our signature frosty mug. It's an all-American meal with some Southwestern heat and then some. Hurry in and try it today.
Try the jalapeno queso bacon double cheeseburger at A&W in Albany and Richmond.
Are you looking for a new career with a great local company? The Woodshop of Avon, located in Albany, is hiring. They're looking for motivated, dependable people to join their team for shop and cabinet production positions. Full-time positions are available. No experience necessary for the right candidate willing to train. Experience a great work environment with steady work. Competitive pay based on experience. Apply online at thewoodshopofavon.com or stop in to learn more at the Woodshop of Avon in Albany.
Remember when the milkman used to deliver milk to your home? Well, we have the Gilkman, delivering salt and water to your home or business.
Got Gilk? This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk.
From Gilk Services of Richmond.
No more lugging bottled water or heavy bags of salt to your home or business. Additionally, while we're there, we can replace your purchased furnace filter at no additional charge.
One call. The Gilkman does it all. Visit GilkPlumbing.com. A Ream. Pro partner.
Welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Coming up next Friday night here on KASM Radio, we're going to cover the entire Region 8C tournament being played over in Regal. And Friday night, our first game at 6 o'clock, we'll have New London Spicer taking on Atwater. That game on Friday night at 6 o'clock over in Regal. At 8:30 Friday night, catch New Munich and Farming. New Munich taking on Farming on Friday night at 8:30. And then we'll get going again on Saturday with games at 1, 3:30, and 6 o'clock. That 1 o'clock game has Richmond taking on Spring Hill. The 3:30 game will have El Rosa taking on Starbuck in Regal. That is next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Look for those ball games right here on KASM Radio. I know Region 6, that's going to be played over, looks like, in Dassel, Region 6. And they have to decide one team yet. That team, or those two teams, are playing right now. That started at 6 o'clock, but Cold Spring Rockies are set to play on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Looks like St. Nick will take on Howard Lake at noon on Saturday. Friday night, we have Rockford taking on Luxembourg at 7:30 in Dassel. And they're actually playing a Thursday night game in Dassel. That's Pearl Lake and Litchfield will play Thursday night already at 7:30 over in Dassel in Region 6. So those ball games taking place. Other regions going on in the area. Looking at some local regions here. Region 11. We have Long Prairie. They'll be playing in Perham at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon against Burgess. Long Prairie taking on Burgess Saturday afternoon. So that ball game going on up there. All right, and I will keep you updated as the week goes on. Different regions, different sections, different districts. The St. Martins, they went undefeated in their district play throughout the season. So the Martins get the number one seed, and congratulations to Carl Leeser and the Martins over there. Their district playoffs will start this week as well. And so look forward to getting some scores from them in their district action. That is going to do it for the Dick Putz Show tonight here on KASM. Stay tuned. Next Saturday night, we'll have another Dick Putz Show for, or Sunday night, we'll have another Dick Putz Show for you here on KASM Radio. Thank you to Joyce back at the studios for Manning Controls. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putz Show. We will